Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is more crazy shit in real estate. Today, I'm very honored to have one of my colleagues in the Charlotte, North Carolina market with you today. Andrea, tell everybody hello.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Hello.
So, Andrea, tell everybody what you do in real estate, how long you've been doing it, just a tiny bit of background so they'll know where your story starts from.
So I have been doing real estate in my home country in Romania for quite a few years, and recently I have started to do that in the U.S., December 2015. I am active in the South Charlotte area and also in South Carolina, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York, and Clover areas. So that would be the territory that I'm covering and that I've been working with clients since I started. I have covered from very low budget homes to 750 plus thousand homes. So a very wide range of property. And with that comes a very wide range of experiences, of course.
Okay. So with that being said, here's the ground rules of the podcast. No F-bombs or GDs because I'm allergic to them. And don't name the guilty parties. Either give a fake name or don't use a name at all. So with that being said, I can't wait for you to share a fun story. And so if you're listening, you should know that this is the second time Andrea and I had to record this because the first one messed up on production. But now she's got a better story. So you're very lucky to hear this. And go ahead and tell everybody what happened.
So this is funny. I have some buyers from New York that are looking to relocate here and they want to buy a home. And their financial situation is not stellar. So they're looking at a lower budget home, cash deal. So we're approaching also some investment properties that were currently being rented. And I prepare a tour of about 12 homes for them since they were out of town and we're trying to squeeze in as much as possible. And we walked, I think it was about our third home that day. We had an appointment scheduled. The home was supposed to be empty and the renters were supposed to be away. But as I'm getting close to the door, get to the lockbox, get the key, put the key in. And as I'm turning the key, somebody pulls the door from the inside. And I am telling you, I have never been scared since I started doing real estate. But this really scared me. It was pitch black inside, so it took a while for me to adjust and see that there's actually a person and who that person is across the doorstep. And she was very friendly and she said, I'm sorry, we were notified. Anyway, it's fine. You can come in and look at the home. I'll just stay right here by the door and give you privacy to look at it. So we walk in and we start touring the home and we go and see a bedroom and a bathroom. And then as we step into the second bedroom, there is actually a person sleeping naked on the bed. I assume it was the husband of the lady that opened the door or something, but we were all froze and all we wanted to do was walk away at that time. You know, he didn't wake up or anything. He was face down, but absolutely naked on the bed. She didn't say a word about it. Nothing to warn us. So, you know, we thanked her very much, pretended like nothing happened and just decided to walk away. And as we're getting close to the car, everybody starts talking finally after all that awkward silence moment and, you know, not really wanting to say anything inside. The buyers were shocked. They weren't interested in the home anyway, but it was an interesting experience. And I've always wondered why weren't we warned or, you know, we could have reschedule the showing or anything. So it can be with a lot of surprises sometimes.
And it's crazy because you're standing there at the door and now you don't really want to go in because your hackles are up, but you kind of feel obligated because the homeowner, the tenant standing right there.
Yeah. You know, they're welcoming you in and say, it's fine. You can come in and it's no problem. And I have the buyers that have come from, you know, 10 hours driving from New York to see the homes with me. So it's like, I'll do it. It's okay.
And then you just have to wonder how people live that leave naked people laying around the house and don't even think twice about it.
And not say a word. I don't know if she did it on purpose or she forgot he was home
Or, I bet she forgot he was in there, or either maybe they're the naturalist nudist kind of people and don't think it's that big a deal. Maybe we're the ones blowing it out of proportion.
I'm happy that my buyers didn't have the kids with them that weekend. Usually they were bringing the kids along because they didn't have who to leave them with. And, you know, very nice kids, very well behaved. We never had issues from that standpoint, but that was good. We didn't have the kids at that showing.
You know, I always tell buyers it's best if you don't bring your kids on showings. This is another reason why. Thank you for giving me another reason to explain to them why you should get a sitter and leave them at home. You don't know what they're going to see.
Yes, we have seen a lot of shocking things into these homes. And we have had homes where the children stayed in the car with the grandma. Because, you know, we walked into a home, I think the next day after this one, and there was not a single room in the house that did not have the walls punched, like somebody threw fists at the walls and there were holes.
Those houses make me sad because you know there's something not good that happened in there.
And I don't know if they wanted to just destroy it because it was a foreclosure and, you know, they stripped it like down to bare bones and just wanted to leave everything a mess for the bank, or something bad happened, like you're saying. But it makes you wonder, and it looked very nice on the outside. It was the home of the fist. I took some pictures, posted them on social media, and I've got some reactions. People were wondering what happened. We don't know what happened, but it's scary sometimes.
It absolutely is, and reminds us all that, you know, what's inside doesn't always reflect what's outside and vice versa. But I will say, I feel very lucky that in the Charlotte market, we have so many amazing realtors, and I'm very honored to have you as a realtor in our market. So, Andrea, if anybody's looking for a realtor in South Charlotte, and they would just like to call you because you speak more languages than I do, I think you should also list off all those languages that you speak and tell people how they can find you.
English is not my native language. Romanian is. And I'm also fluent in Spanish and close to fluent in Italian. And actually, the buyers I was with during the story with the naked person, they are Spanish-speaking people from New York. And that was one of the criteria they used in selecting me as their agent. And we've had a blast in the end with all the experiences, but we've had a blast going through this experience together. And now I have forms that have been translated in Spanish and so on. You know, you adjust whenever you do something like that.
I love it. That's so smart. So look at you thinking ahead.
I had to. You know, they speak English, but they don't feel that confident. So they want to hear everything in Spanish from me first and then read the documents in English themselves at home and take their time. They've been in this country for over 10 years. So they do have the knowledge and know what living here it means, but it's just a little bit different, a little bit of help, I guess. It's their first home, so that makes the process also a little bit more intense. My contact, my phone number would be 704-750-9593, and also I can be reached on social media using @Carolina's Broker. I'm active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, where I do videos, and I have a series called Buyer Beware, and I kind of tell stories of what people should watch for when they're buying a home. And that would be a little bit about myself. I look forward to working with people, no matter from what price range or what they're looking in a home. I've had many experiences in the entire range.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to include all of Andrea's contact information in the show notes if you're driving or exercising while you're listening to this, if you want to follow up with her. But think, too, if you're a consumer who does not have English as a first language, keep your eyes open for somebody who does speak your language. They can give you professional service and make sure that you have a comfort level. And that's something that realtors should also do, is make sure that you're referral partners in other marketplaces are going to be able to communicate in a very professional manner with your clients. So I will include her contact information. Thank you for coming on the show today. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're a realtor, an investor, lender, inspector, or a consumer who's got your own crazy story about life in real estate that looks nothing like you're going to see on HGTV, give me a shout and we'll feature you on the show. And we will hope you subscribe to the podcast, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.